Well, Mr. Brady, you went back to work on Capitol Hill last week and found yourself with a triple dose of workload. And first of all, getting named the ranking House member on the Joint Economic Committee at this time in history.
These are troubled times for our economy. I want to be a voice for very solid pro-growth strategies that get our economy back on track, but we do it without saddling our grandkids with a mountain of debt that they can never hope to get out from under.
And when we hear the deficit is already projected to be $1.2 trillion in fiscal year 09, is doubling that the way to go?
It looks like, with what Congress and the new president is contemplating with this stimulus bill, that our deficit could be $2 trillion in just 1 year. It is unimaginable and unaffordable. And frankly, there's real doubts whether the rest of the world will buy our debt that is exploding such as it is. So my thought is that before we shape this stimulus, let's talk about how we're going to pay for it. I'm convinced that much of that won't really help get our economy moving. That's really a big spending spree. But more importantly, I'm worried that we're loading up and taking on so much debt that the only way out of it will be to dramatically raise taxes. And I don't mean just on the wealthy, because you can't soak the rich enough to make up trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. Someone is going to try to raise taxes on businesses, on the middle income, on everything we buy or hope to buy, and it will have a terrible effect on our economy. So this is not free money that the stimulus is talking about. Someone will have to pay eventually. And my fear is it's going to be the middle class, and it's going to be workers, and it's going to be small businesses that shoulder the burden.
Getting away from the concept of America being a country that runs on credit, from families to businesses to everybody else, seems like the thing we need to be talking about the most just over the dinner table.
Well, a moderate amount of credit is okay, as long as you can handle it. Our problem is that how much debt each family has rolled up has dramatically increased. It's becoming a bigger and bigger part of our budget. And I'm not convinced that we can borrow and spend our way out of this economic problem. In fact, that being overextended is what contributed to our recession we have today. I really think, going back to the days where people save, where you do sound investments, where you look for that steady growth rather than the big kill, is really the way. And everyone understands, and every company understands, that if they get in trouble, there isn't a bailout waiting for them.
And you know, the one thing about our economy that continues to be a bright spot is what's going on with trade. How much American goods make their way to other countries around the world. And I guess the timing is really good for the Subcommittee on Trade and Ways and Means, and you're now the ranking Republican.
Well, I'm really thrilled about this because trade is so important to Texas. Over 2 million jobs are related to it. Many of them here in Southeast Texas, and it continues to be a bright spot, maybe the only bright spot, for America's economy. The freedom for our American farmers, businesses, and workers to sell their products throughout the world is key to our economic recovery. My thought is, rather than retreat from trade, voluntarily taking ourselves out of the game, benching ourselves when the rest of the world is hard at it, you know, I'm going to urge President Obama to aggressively work to level the playing field so we get a fair shot to compete throughout the world. We need those jobs, and we need families to keep having as many affordable choices that they have at the marketplace or at the mall or in their community, so that they can stretch their paycheck farther as well. That's another benefit of trade.
It'd be really nice to see the Colombia, Panama, Korean free trade agreements finally get approved and in place.
Yeah, and all of those have a basic principle. Those countries sell into America now. Almost all their products come in here duty-free. But there's large barriers for American products to be sold back into theirs. I want to create two-way trade where those who sell into America have to open up their markets and their customers for American products. I think that's only fair.
And speaking of fairness, another thing that's coming up this week, time is really running out for President Bush to try and help these border agents, Ramos and Campion, still languishing in jail under a law that really shouldn't have applied to them.
I've never recommended to the president a pardon or a commutation of a sentence, but this is such an unusual case. These officers, clearly they made mistakes. but they certainly didn't deserve prison sentences of over a decade. I think they've served their time. I think out of fairness, the president ought to consider commuting them to time served. The law needs to be changed so that officers who make honest mistakes aren't treated this way in the future. And I think there's a way to do that.
You don't think the original members of Congress who put that law in place ever thought it was going to be applied to a law enforcement officer, did you?
No, and I think really in this case it caused terrible pain for two law enforcement officers who honestly made some mistakes, but certainly not a decade of prison time mistakes. So there's better ways to handle this.
It's almost criminal. How many states, cities, companies, individuals are showing up with their hand out on Capitol Hill saying, "Where's my bailout?" That seems to be the line of the decade now. We heard this week that there's even a bailout proposed for the porn industry.
Apparently, the porn industry is asking for $5 billion in a federal bailout to be included in the stimulus package. And my first thought, the porn industry is losing money, and that's a bad thing. Actually, I think that's pretty good news. But unfortunately, their request isn't too far out of line from what we're seeing. Everyone is rushing to Congress with their hands out, looking for part of the stimulus package. I mean, $1.5 million requested to fight prostitution in Dayton, Ohio. Requests for new ballparks, new museums. Everything in the world is being painted as an economic stimulus. And again, I try to remind people, this is not free money. Eventually, someone is going to have to pay for all this. My fear is that this leads to a massive tax increase, not just for the wealthy, as some say, because you can't soak the rich far enough to do this. It's going to reach in the middle class. It's going to raise taxes on small businesses. And what we'll see is this is the first step going so deep in debt that we'll be told we have to raise taxes. My belief is there is no free money. We need to boost this economy the right way and without, again, saddling our country with a debt that is almost unimaginable.